Despite the back and forth and ups and downs with the weather, we do have some good activities on the horizon. Tomorrow evening at there at ESU at Albert Taylor Hall is the Kevin Hines story, and I really encourage folks to check this out. It is a free event. Extraordinary survival story, a gentleman who attempted suicide, survived, and now sharing, spreading awareness. Looks like it's going to be a fantastic event.
Yeah, he is a superstar of bringing awareness to suicide. He really is. Attempted. Yeah. Well, he jumped off to the Golden State Bridge, and very few survived that. So his story is very interesting, very impactful. And as Leland mentioned, it's absolutely free on the campus of Emporia State. So we suggest you take a look at that. It's going to be a great event.
Yeah. And then next Friday, we have the St. Patrick's Committee auction. That's the 25th from 5:30 to 10 at Bruff's, and that means additional St. Patty's Day activities on the horizon. As we get into March, about a month from now, of course, there'll be the pub crawl and the parade itself on the 19th, but that all kicks off with the auction there at Bruff's next Friday, so I encourage folks to check that out. And proceeds from that event go to a number of different organizations throughout the community, so good cause to support. And then next Saturday, the 26th, we have a couple of shows for folks. REO Speedwagon Tribute at the Granada Theater from 6 to 10:30, and then the Dirty Bourbon Band, where else but at Bourbon Cowboy. Both of those on Saturday, the 26th.
You going to be riding a storm out, Chuck? Perfect for you.
I might just actually have to go see that. That would be a really cool concert for me to go.
Yeah, get your tickets at EmporiaGranada.com. Going to be a wonderful show, and as Leland mentioned, the St. Patrick's Day Committee, they've been working hard. They've got all kinds of great auction items, and it's going to be a fun event coming up a week from Friday at Bruff's Sports Bar and Grill. As we kind of take a deep breath here, Leland, because it's going to be game on for a lot of huge events here in this community not too far down the road, huh?
It is, yeah. When the warm weather finally does arrive to stay, that brings in the disc golf tournaments and the bike rides. We'll be in full swing here in Emporia, which is really exciting. You know, we've really made our niche as an outdoor destination, both through the Flint Hills and the surrounding area, and a lot of the disc golf throughout in the parks throughout Emporia itself. So we're really excited to see those coming back this year.
All right. Well, Leland, we appreciate your time. As always, anything else we need to throw in there before we move forward here?
Most definitely. One last thing. There's likely other events that we're missing out on, and I would highly encourage folks to visit our website, visitemporia.com, and submit their community activities and events on the calendar there. Obviously, completely free to do so. Submit your details, and we'll approve and get it on there, and that way folks can be aware of your event coming up.
That simple, that easy. All right. Thanks, Leland.
Thanks, Leland.
Have a great day, guys.
Yeah, Leland Ains, Executive Director, Visit Emporia, KVOE Live and Local 656, 29 degrees. Good morning.
Tired of the endless cycle of laundry staring at you every day? Spick and span dry.